sisters in Christ Jesus. You know, my brother Pat and I, we were having a little conversation, and we thought, you know, it might be useful if we just turned on the recorder and brought you guys into this one. Pat, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, just plugging along here and staying vigilant and making sure that we're all on track with what we're called to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was something we were just, Pat and I were just talking about, and it's something that is useful for all of us to keep in mind, right? Okay, so recently, you know, a few days ago, I was just under some spiritual attack, and during that time, my brother Pat, he called me up, and, you know, he was there, and we prayed about stuff and talked about things, and then right after that, maybe a day or two later, Pat had something similar. And then I called him during that time, and he was down. And then I was a little bit up, so I was able to kind of be supporting Tim there too. Now, both of us are kind of, you know, in a good place today. And then we're kind of talking about it and reflecting back on it and drawing some things from this recent sort of attack that came from the enemy against both of us, different times, different ways, but some of the similar characteristics of how the enemy works when the enemy comes against your mind and your spirit. So some things to understand. One is that you are a... you know, the realm of the spirit is more real than the realm of the natural. So we're here in this natural dimension and this natural paradigm for a certain window, but it's things that are coming from the realm of the spirit into the natural to play out on this stage. But everything in the realm of the spirit is what's real. So we oftentimes experience things that are going on in that spiritual dimension, and it has effects on us, and we pick up on things that are happening in that space. So recently, for example, what happened with me was that everything was going fine in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit, I was just feeling that attack of the enemy. And, you know, and then those affect your mind, they affect your thoughts, they affect your mood, they affect how you feel about certain circumstances and situations that are going on in your life. And all of that, the way that you know that it's something that's coming from the enemy is because, you know, it lifts, it comes and goes. There's no real reason for it to be there. And it's the thoughts are coming from outside of you. They're not your own. They're being projected onto you from something external, from and that's how the enemy works in a spiritual dimension, oftentimes through human agents that are participating with demonic spirits to try to negatively affect your mind and your thinking. Now, the reason that the enemy comes against your mind is because the creative power that God has put in you, the enemy wants you to use that creative power against yourself. The enemy wants you to use that creative power to destroy yourself. So the enemy wants you to start speaking things into your own life and creating things in your own life that are to your own destruction. So the ultimate manifestation of something like that would be if the enemy could get you to kill yourself, or suicidal thoughts or suicidal tendencies or something like that. That would be like the ultimate focus of like some attack like that. But also just, you know, other ways that the enemy would work is to try to get you to destroy your own life. So to, you know, undermine your own capabilities, your own skills, what it is that God's put in your life, speaking badly about things that where God's blessed you, or if God's put a word in your heart, or say like if God's spoken a prophetic word over your life, and then the enemy will put things in your head to then get you to try to speak against the very thing that God has said. So God has spoken one thing, and the enemy will try to get you to speak something contrary to that, to even start to, in the realm of the spirit, create your own roadblocks or your own obstacles, because the enemy can't stop what God has put in motion. But we can become our own hindrance in that way. Just like scriptures tell us that, you know, neither height nor depth nor angel nor nothing in all creation can pull us from the love of God. Nothing can take us away from Him. But at the same time, you and I can choose to walk away from the love of God. We can exercise our free will to go away from or against what God has destined for us. So that's why the enemy works to try to get a hold of your mind and attack your mind and attack your spirit to try to get you to have the enemy's thoughts and not God's thoughts. That was, again, why the scriptures say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's why the scriptures also say that, you know, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's thoughts above our thoughts, His ways above our ways. So we want His thoughts and His ways. That's why we pray, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, because that's what we want. We want that that way of relating and that spiritual dimension to be the reality that we live in while we're here. So the enemy comes against that. And then what you've got to start understanding too is the gateways that the enemy will try to use to access your life. So the enemy will try to bring the access points into your life through different gateways. Now, sometimes he'll just bombard you some other way, but, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, television, there's a reason it's called TV programming. There's a certain spirit that can come through with some of that stuff, then movies, and you know, you can go to certain locations where the enemy has maybe a stronghold and things will try to attack you in those places through specific people that might be in your life. Sometimes there can be things that you brought into your house, certain material possessions that maybe are things that have some sort of, you know, residue of the enemy on them, charms and things like that, also are things that the enemy uses. And so that's why you got to be conscious about that and not let any material thing go ahead of or trump your desire for peace. You ultimately want to be able to walk in peace and walk in the Spirit of God. So realizing what those potential gateways are that the enemy might try to use to attack your life, and then begin to cut off those pathways so that you can safeguard your environment, so that you can safeguard your home and your own life, and then you build out from there. And then when the enemy does attack, you send it back, you know, and you go on the war path. So we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. We actually are in a fight. So you need to do that too. So, you know, this is, so Pat and I, as we were talking about this, you know, we were like, you know, we need to bring this into the larger conversation, because I know, brothers and sisters out there, and I get your mails, we get your mails to faithmix@gmail.com, you guys write us, and we know that this is stuff that all of you guys out there are struggling with, battling with. So these are some things that you can keep in mind. Pat, what do you think, brother?
Something that is really, really crucial as far as when the enemy starts speaking his word loudly to you, and he's really trying to access your mind. He's really trying for you to literally kill yourself. I had a couple weeks ago, a person that I work with, you know, I learned that they threw their own life away, right? So, and I was wondering why this person took their life away, right? And the one thing that I know for sure is that they must not have thought positively about themselves, about who they are. You know, they must have a lot of negative thoughts in their mind, because only when you have negative thoughts are saying or put into your mind that you're going to perform that can act like that. And that's what the enemy does to all of us. And that's why it is important to keep vigilant, to keep prayer. And, you know, there's a thing also that I learned that over time, it's about, you know, sometimes we actually also hurt our own self by living in a certain way that is not agreeable or is not conducive to what God has called us to live our lives. And once we do that, then it's like, God's will, but not self-inflict a punishment, not punishment, but let sin enter a life, you know, knowing that it is, knowing it is sin, man. Because the things we're going to do, we won't know about it until somebody does. But those things are self-inflicted, and we have to be careful of that, because that also will bring it down. That, because the enemy uses those times to be like, see what you've done, you know, like you were walking so, you know, in a good journey, and now you fell again. You know, you fell again. And then he plays with our mind like that. So we really got to be careful not to self-inflict the own self. And we got to also make it a habit to go to the Lord. That's for me, that's for God, that's for you, Govinda, that's for all the people that listen to us. We have to go to him all the time. Because the enemy plants so many things against us for us to fall every single day. So we won't go to him. We won't give our lives to him. Right? So it's kind of one of those things we really gotta be careful. That's why it's important to stay vigilant, to stay focused.
Yeah.
And it's in everything we do, right? Mm-hmm. It's in everything we put ourselves into, and even some of the people we know, some friends we have. You know, some people we shouldn't be around because they bring us down. Disappointment.
Absolutely. You know, here, I wanted to actually go through something. We were talking about this. So we got an email to faithmix@gmail.com recently. This is from one of our listeners, and I'm not going to go into names or anything like that, but just wanted to touch on this and just touch a little bit on our response to this person. But so this was an email that was sent to us on December 1st from somebody who was feeling pretty hopeless, and it was also just felt surrounded, felt like they were, you know, abandoned, felt like they're really terrified by some of the stuff that's going on. I'm just kind of paraphrasing as I'm going through this email here. And, you know, like, just felt like that they were really being targeted by a lot of people, felt like it was difficult to pray, and just that some of the specific instances of what was going on. And so we sent back, I'm just going to read you the suggestions, because they asked for some advice. And so we sent back some advice. I'm going to read you the few suggestions that we wrote back. And these really seem to help this person. So I'm going to read you these right now. A few suggestions. One, take stock of your current situation, surroundings, and people in your life, analyzing each activity and person that is part of your regular daily activity. Let God show you what is filling and helpful versus what is draining, stalking, and of the enemy. So the reason that we sent that suggestion, so I'm just going to go through each one of these, and I'm going to give a little bit of clarification on each one too. See, sometimes what happens when you get into the entire muddled mess of life, and there's so many things that are overlapping, but if you stop and you take a stock of what's going on in your life and you start looking at each thing, you can actually, in the Spirit of God, can show you the people that are filling, that are strengthening, that are encouraging, that are a blessing, and the people that are draining and exhausting and the enemy's using. And sometimes those people will be smiling and giving you compliments, but they'll also be draining the life out of you at the same time. So you want to stop and take a stock of your current situation, surroundings, and the people in your life, and analyze each activity and person that's part of your regular daily activity, and let God show you what's filling and helpful versus what's draining, stalking, and of the enemy. Okay, number two, when you know what is what, do what you can to maximize the good and minimize the bad as far as their access to your life. So this whole process requires a lot of honesty about activities and people as you bring it all before God. So this is where you bring it all before God and you let him show you, and then basically you strengthen what remains. You strengthen the things that are good and that are of the Lord, and you begin to push out the things that shouldn't be there. Now, there's some things you can't do much about, but there's a lot of things that you can do something about. So you don't be a victim of circumstances. You make a deliberate decision about this stuff. The third one was clarify the vision. So when you know clearly what God has called you to, keep that in front of you. It will allow you to remain focused in the middle of intense opposition, and the opposition is to be expected by the people of God. The enemy of your soul will not give up any ground without strong opposition. So you've got to, so one thing too that keeps us going in the middle of, in the midst of the difficulties that we face, is having the vision plain and clarified before us, so you keep that in front of you, so even when you're facing certain things, you still know what you're going for, and you still know what God has spoken to your heart. The fourth one was simplify. So strengthening what remains and simplify as much as possible, as your life as much as possible. So this helps in eliminating gateways that targeted individuals usually have for access points for the enemy, and also simplifying is a way to increase clarity. One reason why sometimes we get into difficult places is because we allow for our lives to be unnecessarily complex and cluttered. When you simplify and you cut, and this doesn't mean to go without. This just means to make things simple. This means just to draw things in. This just means to say, okay, you know, really cut back and say, what do you really need in this situation? And a lot of times, the world has tried to make your life more complicated than it needs to be, and you can actually simplify things a lot. And the fifth one was to dig into the Word and prayer more. That is where the victory is, and also add in fasting, it helps. So, you know, when we, and that was kind of the close of it, and we got a pretty positive response from that listener. But, you know, when you, that's another thing too, is your help is in the realm of the Spirit, and your help is in the things of the Spirit. And God's given us His Word, God's given us the tool of prayer, God's given us, you know, when you need to, you fast, you know, you, and what fasting is. Now, fasting is not a diet, okay? It's not, what it is you're basically letting go of certain physical things in order to focus that energy on something spiritual. So you're putting your energies away from physical material into that which is spiritual. That's kind of the, you know, my summary of it. And so, like, say if you are to go without food, it's not just because you're so busy and you're running around and you just don't have time to eat. Now, that's not fasting. That's just missing a meal. Fasting is where you say, okay, I'm going to really set something aside so that I can focus on something else. So even like, so for example, even in your body, when you eat food, your body now takes some energy to go process and digest that food. So likewise, it's using certain energy to deal with the food. So if you're not using that energy to deal with the food, what are you going to use that energy for? And if it's, you know, it doesn't help if you just go on the computer or on social media or anything else like that. That's not fasting. You're fasting because you're basically putting that energy into the pursuit of the things of God and into the Lord. And there's power that comes from prayer. There's power that comes from fasting. There's power that comes from reading the Word. Here's a few other things that I like to do too, right? These are things that have helped me. So there's, you know, really very, very few podcasts out there that I will like to listen to regularly. But if there's a podcast that you know, I appreciate the word that comes through, or sometimes what I'll do is I will also take the scriptures, the audio Bible, and I'll put it on. I'll let that play while I'm in bed and going to sleep. And I'll let the word fill the room. You know, I'll let the word be the thing that I hear while I'm sleeping, while I'm resting, if I'm falling asleep. Because if the enemy's trying to surround you, the last thing the enemy wants to do is hear the word. So you're creating an inconducive environment for the enemy to want to stay or to be around. The enemy doesn't want to join you for meditating on the scriptures and the truth and the promises of God. Likewise, you know, an environment of praise and worship, you can do the similar thing too, you know, where you can fill up your house with that. You know, that's something I used to do more, and I probably should start doing that again more often. But just, again, it's creating that environment where the Spirit of God is welcome and the enemy doesn't want to be. Because the enemy is always looking for an environment that he can be. So he's trying to create that environment in your own life where he can be at home. But when you create an environment in your own life that the Lord wants to be, that's where you see power and strength and the presence of the Lord.
Exactly. And that's kind of what it is. Like, you put yourself some controls and mitigation for you not to for the enemy to come that easily. Because, I mean, to be honest, I mean, the enemy is going to try to attack you all the time. But if he knows, he has to go through so many different barrier or controls that you have set before yourself. It's going to be a lot more difficult. You better come with something that is a lot better, right? And that's kind of what, for, you know, even important, like you talked about, okay, you know, like the discipline in prayer. Okay, when you go to bed, you know, having either worship music or the word going, when you're at home, deciding, okay, do I need to call this person or not? Do I need to go hang out with this person or not? You know, and instead of maybe, you know, staying home or go hang out with somebody that is be more positive for you, right? So it's kind of some of those things that you have to do. You have to do that. So you can feel the spirit can be actually strong. It's still strong within. Because that's what we need often, is within our own self to feel strong. Within our own self to be like, okay, like, you know, like, I'm spiritually fit. I'm spiritually strong. Not to boast yourself, but no, to be at a place where, you know what, I feel good about this. Like, if something happened, like, you can't counterattack, mm-hmm. You know, on your knees, pray. And that's where we need to be, because, you know, I mean, to be really honest, that's where, at this point right now, we should be. It's to be, like, waiting, you know, praying on the knees and trusting God for everything we and being at a place where, like, okay, Lord, what's our next step? And that's what we got to know. What is our next step? Because mm-hmm. So, sometimes it is easy for us to be like, oh, let me get do this and do that, but it's like, that's the right thing for you to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, but once you know what you need to do, then you're like, okay, perfect, awesome, let's do that, right? So it's, and that's for me, that's for Govinda, that's for all of us, because we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not standing here, and I mean, listen, thinking that we do all these things all the time. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to remind ourselves.
Yeah.
Remind ourselves, like, okay, like, what's the reason why I'm feeling down today? Is it something I took into myself? Is it something from the outside? Is it something I need to probably do better? Because God allows us to feel like that
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, because maybe there's something we're lacking, and he wants to you know, to go on our knees and understand.
And sometimes, Pat, too, it's not just us, right? Sometimes we're picking up on stuff with other people. Sometimes you may be going into a situation and you may be just feeling what's going on in an environment, and that's God just quickening you about what's in that place. Like, there's times I've gone into buildings or spaces where it's just like those are places that maybe are demonic strongholds, and I can feel it. So it's nothing wrong with me. It's that I'm feeling in my being what's actually in that place. So then that's also God's, you know, the radar is on inside of our spirits, and we need to be mindful of that. So this is, again, down to a little bit of also like how we live while we're on the earth. So something too, and Pat, you're probably one of the best in the world that I know about that to do this one, but like knowing when to leave. So, you know, there's an element too, right? Of, I mean, so scripturally what it says is if they don't accept the word, you know, to shake the dust from your feet and to move on. There's an element of that, of just like, listen, there's places that people want the word, want the truth, welcome the way that God works in and through us. And you're looking for the true hearts. You're looking for the ones that God has that he wants to, you know, that he's calling and he's drawing out. At the same time, there are those that have, that this word has no place in their hearts. The truth has no, that they don't want that at all. and that their desire is only just to do hurt and harm to the children of God. In those situations, hey, just let the dead bury the dead, keep moving, and you don't have to stay there. So, you know, we make conscious decisions of where we are, and when we choose, and so here's the thing, like, on one level, yes, you and I, we can go wherever it is that the Spirit of the Lord would let us go, and we, at the same time, you know, God will quicken us and be like, okay, time for you to go, time for you to get out of this place, time for you to move. So, all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. There's a lot of things that, you know, it's like, okay, on one level, you're free to follow God wherever. At the same time, you've got to realize that there are real dangers out there, and the Spirit of God will quicken you on those. And when He does, sometimes God's calling you to fight. Sometimes God's calling you to exit. I mean, there's times where Jesus was in situations and He just slipped from the crowd. He just disappeared from their midst. He just walked through them. When they tried to throw Him off the hill, you know, He just walked from their midst. They couldn't get, so there's elements of, it's not like, you know, this is where we've got to get away from this, like, church thinking of, like, okay, here's this formula that we do. In every situation, we just need to be able to respond. And but yeah, you know, we slip through things. We can, you know, ghost in any situation where it's like God just says, okay, time to go. And we go. So, you know, practically speaking, you know, what does that mean? Well, sometimes that means, you know, just, hey, if you can't, take your own transportation. If you can't, walk and leave and get out of there if it's not a place that you should be. Now, this is not telling you where you should go, but when you know in your spirit, time to go, go. So, you know, it's just one of those things. These are like practical things in how to deal with some of this stuff. And as far as like your home environment or your living environment, as much as possible, give that space over to the Spirit of God and let God, and just cleanse that environment and let that place be a place where His Spirit's welcome.
Exactly. And it's where we have to make sure that we are in tune with what God's called us to do. That's simple. And that's, I know it says it's simple, but it's difficult sometimes to
it is.
But we really gotta do that, because, you know, we're gonna be the one that, you know, we're gonna pay for it. We're gonna be the one that we're gonna pay for it. And you know, in the way we feel and the way we do things. So it's kind of one of those things. And I really encourage all of our listeners to always, like, no matter what happens to you, and if you're at a place where you want to take your life away, you know, remember this, the reason why you live it. There's a reason why you're on it. It's not for you to get out on your own terms. You know, because we all got, our time is coming. But we don't have to choose that time. God does, not us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know people get to really, really tough place in life, but at the end of the day, He chose us when we go, not us.
Yeah, and the thing is too, is when people are in that position and in that place, it's coming from outside. You got to know that. You got to know that those kind of thoughts, those are not your thoughts. Those are coming from outside. Those are coming from a place of the enemy being sent against your mind and against your thinking for a very deliberate effect. So you need to know that. Now, saying that, when you're in the middle of it, you're just like, you know, because it doesn't make it easier. You know, it's just like when you're in the middle of it. But in the middle of that time too, that's where you've got to remember, and you've got to then go back to your training, right? That's why, you know, that there's reasons why the scriptures call this that we're in a war, that we're in a spiritual war. You got to, so in a war, you also, you know, with the soldiers, you know, you train your soldiers, you equip your soldiers, you give them, their marching orders, their instructions, you know, and you send them out as part of their units and their teams for specific assignments. It's no different with the body of Christ. It's no different with the army of God. So God has trained his people, you know, Pat, you know, and I, we know the training that God's put both of us through, you know, and other brothers and sisters in Christ that God has put. So you get trained, and the Spirit of the Lord will train you, and God will bring other people along that will support that as well. But God will train you, God will equip you, he will give you the weapons of your warfare, and he's given us weapons, and as time goes on too, you know, we increase in our proficiency in using the weapons of our warfare. But you got to engage in the fight. And then God will also give you instructions and assignments, and oftentimes bring you together with other people in the body of Christ for specific things. All of that's necessary. So these are all part of what it is to be in the body of Christ and part of the army of God. And the enemy wants to keep you sidelined. So this is another thing too that the enemy will try to do, is the enemy will try to damage you or hurt you so that you can't be... See, God wants you to be a whole person. And the enemy is going to do everything that he can to try to fracture you so that you can't be whole, so that you can't... Because if you're whole and following the voice and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, that's the most dangerous person to the enemy. Because now you're complete. You know who you are in Christ, and you're one with him, and you're being led by his Spirit. That's incredibly dangerous. So that's why, like, the enemy will, for example, you know, that's why the enemy loves to go out and destroy young children, you know, and destroy their lives and to abuse them and to molest or sexually exploit children. It's because to damage and to fracture a child is then to, you know, fracture that being so that they spend so much of their life trying to get whole again. And that's what the enemy will want to do on purpose. And then to draw and to pull life off of that person from that trauma. So that's something that happens in the spiritual realm as well as in, you know, the natural realm. And that's why that's something that the enemy does. But here's the thing. The one that makes people whole is Christ Jesus. And he is the great physician. So the best way to wholeness, it's not going to be with a psychologist. It's not going to be from some self-help book. It's not going to be from anything that you do in and of yourself. You've got to go to the one that makes people whole, whatever your background. You may come from a broken family. You may have a broken, marriage. You may have, you know, health issues or whatever it might be. You may have all kinds of self-doubts or self-esteem issues. It does, whatever it might be. You know, everybody's got their thing. But God's the one that makes us whole. And God wants you whole, and he wants you to be under his lordship and direction, and he wants to then give you your assignments so that you can go and carry them out and fulfill his will on the earth, which will bring you the greatest fulfillment, and you'll understand the purpose and the reason for which you're here in the first place. You got to keep that in front of you while you're here, because the enemy is going to try to take that away from you. So one thing that I've done, and this is kind of practically speaking, is as God has clarified to me over the years of the reason that I'm here and the reason that he has me here, I've just written it down. And I keep it on something very simple, you know, just like a page that I can go read for myself. And it helps me, because then when I'm getting those times of confusion, I can go back and I can read God's vision and God's word for me, and then I can, you know, and then I know what that is, and then I can keep moving in that direction. So, I mean, like, and that's scriptural. You know, Joseph was given a word when he was 17. You know, he didn't see the manifestation of that until 13 years later, and he went through some really rough times getting to that point. I'm sure there were times of depression and despair. He probably had suicidal thoughts come into his head from the enemy as well, while he was going from being a slave and bad to worse, you know, being offered trinkets along the way and little points where he could be comfortable, but he just held on to God, and God, you know, the word of the Lord proved him right as time went on. But it took 13 years. You know, and he had to know that word, and he had to keep that word in his heart. You know, you got to keep the word that God has spoken in your heart. You've got to keep that in front of you. So writing the vision and making it plain is something, too, that each person, I would recommend that each person does for themselves. And if you're married and you have a partner, then you both need to be on the same page. So then having that between the two of you, saying this is who we are as a husband and wife. This is who we are as a family. And having a family vision is important. So then when the kids are coming up, the kids know this is who we are as a family. This is what we're about as a family. Because otherwise, then people don't know. And then the enemy, and what does the scripture say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. So if you don't know, who you are, if you don't know what you're about, if you don't know what you're doing here, that lack of knowledge, then the enemy comes in and tries to fill that lack of knowledge with deception. So the enemy says, oh, you don't know about this? Well, here, let me tell you what your reason is. And then they'll tell you, your reason is to climb the corporate ladder. Your reason is to do this. Your reason is to chase after some skirts. Your reason is, you see what I'm saying? And then the enemy will try to get you to make your purpose and your reason for being about something stupid and a place that will fritter away your time, destroy your life, and take you away from wholeness that God has for you. So this is where you actually have to be, you have to stop, take that assessment, and then also let God, you know, listen, if you don't know what that is for yourself, if you're not sure what that is, then stop and go before God and ask Him to clarify that. And take as long as you need. Go before God and take as long as you need. And you can pray before Him for a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever it takes, until God clarifies His reason and purpose for you being here. And once you know that, then go with it. So, I mean, I tell you, for myself, that's been also something that's helped a lot in dark and difficult times. Because when you have that, now, and you know that this is what God has spoken to you, then that helps a lot, right? So, yeah,
exactly.
That's another piece too.
But at the end of the day, I think for all of the listeners, and for even us, is to remember who's the source. Who's the source? Where is the source? And to go to that source. And it's only Jesus Christ. So it's one of those things, but yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting, and it's always good to be able to remind ourselves what's going on. Remind ourselves what's going on.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we wanted to bring you guys that are listening into this conversation because. Listen, the attacks of the enemy are there, and they're going to be part of your experience while you're here on the earth. But you are not without weapons of your warfare. You're not without a response that comes from the Most High. And when we pray, things change. When we enter the realm of the Spirit, things shift. I mean, anybody that's been tracking with us just on 20 on 20, you know that God is answering the prayers of His people. If you've been here with us on other times of prayer, if you've been with us in any of these other situations that God has us in, you know how things shift, nations shift, weather patterns shift, things change in tremendous, huge, cosmic ways when God engages His people. And if you've been with us in some of this journey, you know and you understand that. But that's not without opposition. The enemy will oppose and come against the people of God that are willing to take God at His word and willing to follow God into whatever it is that He tells them to do. So knowing that, you need to respond. And you need to respond appropriately, you need to respond effectively, and you need to respond not out of your own thinking, but you need to respond as the Spirit of God would have you to respond, and you need to respond in faith, and as He's quickening you, and not like a person. Because, see, the world has knee-jerk reactions, and the world will just try to go and respond. We try to come together with the collective to get an answer for whatever the things are that they face. But that's not what you need. You need God to lead and guide you through this thing. Because the world has set a minefield for the children of God, and it's only the Spirit of God that can lead you through that. So some of the stuff that we've shared with you guys today, these are for your strengthening, your encouragement, and these are things that have been part of our own life lessons that have helped us to continue on in the journey that God has for us. So if you're listening in, hey, just know that we love you guys. We pray that God blesses you and keeps you and strengthens you in the journey. And you drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. Pat, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to pray quickly for everybody that listens.
Let's fire it up, brother.
Hey, I thank you because of who you are and what you are. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you pour out your blessings upon all of our listeners and upon the people that are sometimes struggling with this thing. Lord, and when they're struggling, I pray that you show up. You will show up, Father God. I pray that, Father God, you bless each one of the person that listens. Father, you, Lord, you bless them. You protect them, Father God. And even the ones that are coming into you to try to, let's say, spy on us or try to send us negative vibes, Lord, I pray, Lord, that these people will be crushed, but also they will also get to know you, and they will know what kind of God you are and who you are, Father. I thank you for this time that we can come and we can be able to preach the word and be able to talk to our listeners. And I pray that all of our listeners may be spiritually fit, Father. Pray for each one of our listeners or that you bless them. And if they're married, with their kids, their families, so you bless them to have an amazing family. And the one that don't want the family, I pray that they find friends around them that will become family for them. And in this time of Christmas and the holidays, Father God, I pray that everybody would enjoy their time with friends and family. And not perhaps in commercial Christmas, but the true Christmas, about being able to spend time with one another and love one another. Enjoy each other, Lord, enjoy each other. I thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this year. We thank you because, Lord, you connect with us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you just bless the people, Father. We just pray for your shield of protection around every one of your children that's listening in right now. Father, we pray that you'd shield us, guide us, protect us, strengthen us by your Spirit, Lord. We ask that your angels would guard us on every side. And, Lord, that your glory would be our rear guard and that your Spirit would go before us and clear the way, Lord, for all that you desire for us to be part of. Quicken us with the vision. Quicken us, Lord God, with your word. And Lord, I just pray for health and healing in everyone's body that's listening in. For anybody that's got ailments or struggles in their health and their physical being, in Jesus' name, we just pray healing upon every one of them right now. We pray for health and healing over every one of them right now. And Lord, we pray for just wholeness, Lord, in people's beings, Father God, in their minds, their spirits, their hearts, their bodies. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, for just complete and total restoration over their lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you for our brothers and sisters that are out there that preach your word, Lord, and that that are equipped, Father, for this time. Lord, we just pray for them. Thank you for Zeph and Trish, our friends. We just pray that you'd encourage them this day. For others that are out there, like Kanita, Lord, for Brother Thomas, for Iris and Dorothy and Barbara, and just wonderful people, our family, Lord God, our parents. Lord, we just pray, Father, for that you just bless the people of God that you have, Father, on the front lines as well, that are speaking and doing your word and doing whatever it is that you've called them to do. Thank you, Father. I pray that everybody that listens in that has questions or concerns, Lord, I just pray, Father, they would, every one of them would just trust you and would just take steps, Father, and would be willing to come out of the shadows, Lord, and engage in your plan and your will and your purpose for their lives, Father. I pray that they would take confidence to do your will, Lord, knowing that you are with them, Father. Thank you, Lord. We just bless each and every person that's listening in this day. And Father, for those that are listening in that are not yours, Father, but are listening in for other reasons and other motives, we pray that you would arrest them, Lord, in the Spirit. quicken them that they need to turn and bring them, Lord God, to yourself right now in Jesus' name. Save them, Father, from themselves and from their own destruction. Thank you, Lord. We just go on, Lord, into the rest of this month, Father, and we just pray in the middle of all things, Lord, in the middle of all the distractions of the season, that, Lord, that people would keep their focus on you, Lord, they would be aware but not distracted, and their eyes and their focus and their heart would be on you as we ride the wave and we keep our eyes on Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you guys out there. We'll catch you again sometime soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.